Brandon and his friends were absolutely chilling outside the haunted radio station. They already had their Supreme, Obey, and Champion on. They were ready to conquer the world.
Hey Brandon, we should totally go up to the haunted radio station and stay the night.
Tyler said confidently. Brandon saw his broskies staring at him. He didn't want them to think that he was too afraid to go up there.
Unless you're chicken.
Bark, bark.
What the heck did you just say? Like, what the flip, Tyler?
Even with Brandon's sick comeback, his crew was still unsure.
Okay, but whoever bails first owes the other a Supreme sweatshirt.
Deal.
Let's meet back here in an hour so that it's dark.
Brandon's girl, Jessica, exclaimed. And that's what they did. In an hour, Brandon was walking back to the entrance when he heard Jessica's voice. But then he heard Tyler's voice too. He turned the corner and saw Tyler and Jessica sharing a juice box. Brandon was furious. Tyler played it off.
Hey, you want to sip from the juice box?
No, germs are everywhere on that. Why were you sharing a juice box with my girlfriend?
Tyler ignored the question.
Come on, it's your favorite.
No, come on, Jessica, we have to talk.
Brandon said, walking away from Tyler.
I think we should break up, Brandon, period.
What?
But Jessica was already walking away backwards, hitting the woe. Tyler and Jessica headed inside the haunted mansion. Brandon glumly followed behind them. Kylie, Tyler's ex-girlfriend, headed over to Brandon.
I saw what happened. I'm really sorry. Would you want to hang out with me in the mansion?
Brandon had to get back at Tyler.
Of course, dudette.
All of them met in the entryway of the radio station. A layer of dust covered every surface. There was a grandfather clock that said 5. Brandon looked at his Apple Watch. 8, it read.
Hey, dog, the clock is 1, 2, 3 hours behind.
The clock says 8.
This station was really messing with Brandon. They continued to what resembled a recording booth. The room was cluttered with old scripts and records. They walked around the room and, to their surprise, found an old keyboard.
Hey, Brandon, look.
He started playing a fire beat on the keyboard.
Rap battle, right now.
Jessica and Kylie sat down. Tyler started.
Don't know why you're mad. Calling me bad. No, I ain't sad. I still got Chad. Oh!
Brandon responded.
Your bars are whack. You need some feedback. Yours just got bitter. Get more follows on Twitter. You need a shout out?
Oh!
Even Kylie knew that bar was good. Tyler was about to start another verse when a chair was thrown.
You gotta get out. Leave now, babes.
Whose voice was that?
The name's DJ Wizzo. Remember it.
It's a ghost.
That's a pretty dumb name, not gonna lie.
The lights went out, and voices started screaming. Brandon felt a whoosh of air and heard scratching on the ground. When the lights turned back on, Tyler was nowhere to be seen.
Oh my god, where's Tyler?
Karma,
Brandon said, smiling.
This isn't funny. We have to find him. Kylie, Brandon, come on.
Fine.
Let's work from bottom level up. We should split up.
You're joking, right? There's 3 of us, so we would all go alone in an abandoned radio station that we don't know.
Nah, I think Jessica's plan is pretty cash money. We should split up.
You guys are so dumb.
No, you.
How are we gonna choose what floor we go to?
We will have a mini game Pigeon 8 Ball tournament. Whoever wins gets to choose where everyone goes.
And 5 minutes later, they had a winner. Jessica.
I'll take the storage upstairs. Kylie will take the main floor and Brandon, the basement.
Fun! Do you think they'll have snacks down here?
Brandon exclaimed. Kylie and Jessica sighed and went their separate ways without answering Brandon. Brandon made his way towards the door that led to the basement. It was halfway open. He went down the stairs into darkness. He continued down and saw a light switch and switched it on. The basement was full of mirrors, making a maze.
Heck, who is that cutie? Oh wait, it's me.
Help, Brandon!
Tyler screamed.
Get out, babes. It's whizzling time.
DJ Whizzle said, walking towards Brandon.
Brandon, run!
Hold up, I gotta send out my streaks on Snap. That one was good, but I need to retake it. Have to make my jawline look sharper.
DJ Whizzle was right next to him now. Brandon turned around, trying to look at DJ Wizzle, but unintentionally hit him in the face.
Smile! You have Wi-Fi? I think I knocked him unconscious.
Come over here and save me!
I don't know. What you did earlier was not bro-like. I'll let Jessica save you.
Brandon walked up the creaky stairs while Tyler yelled,
Help! Brandon, stop! Come back!
But it was too late. Brandon was already on the main floor opening the door. He walked out.
Uh-oh, stinky.
He muttered, not even bothering to look back.
This is Tyler. I'm adding some stuff at the end because I have this room to myself. At the end of the story, Brandon says, Uh-oh, stinky, get out, get out, get out. This is actually a really scathing social commentary about how radio is predatory, and as some would put it, stinky. Tyler out.
Am I doing all my other lines?
Oh, oh.